You got to expose the black pastor because he's doing a lot of pimping of black women. And he was supposed to be teaching the morals and values and so on and so forth. And he didn't, which is the reason why black America is in the condition that it's in. The pastor didn't do his job. But they want that. They want their tithe, though. They want you to pass that basket. They want you to contribute to their building fund. But they're not teaching you the morals, values, and ethics so that you can be good, decent people. They want to tell you how God so loved the world, but they ain't going to tell you how that same God wants, he makes you accountable to his word. This is why it said that, you know, in the commandment, that he will visit the iniquity upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate him and show love and mercy unto those that love him and keep his commandments. So there is no mercy from God upon the black people today. Why? Because they're cursed. This is the third generation of them that hate him. How can you hate God? By not following his words. So therefore, you have no divine protection. You are on your own, just like Adam and Eve in the garden. Once the hedge is removed, once your innocence is gone, and you don't know how to make your way back to repentance and being before, come reprobate. So now we are single parent motherhood, women hopping from man to man. Men going from woman to woman, spreading disease. And so black women have more sexual disease out of all women in America. She has the most highest cases of HIV than any other. Black men is more in jail than any other men. Why? Well, you have this rap music. And I'm not against rappers, but they are programmed to teach a program unto black America. And what is the program? Destruction. We're feeding off of destruction. Terrorism. We're terrorizing our own neighborhoods. Matter of fact, ain't no neighborhoods in black America. They have hoods. Why? Because the people aren't neighborly to each other. We have all types of evil and hatredness towards one another because we're void of the law of God. We're void of that, those morals, values, and ethics that ties us together, that makes us one in oneness with all peoples around the world. And we think that the world is not on our side. No, they just don't know where you stand. You have more friends of different ethnic groups than you know of. All you have to do is repent, be reformed by these teachings. And once when you begin to put that on and change your lifestyle, everybody in the world will gravitate back towards you and welcome you. You keeping yourselves alienated. You still believing, you know, in white supremacy and racism. That's not what this is about. You lost, your ancestors lost a cultural war. It's over. And so what? Somebody used certain instruments and philosophy and a certain behaviorism that they've used in order to make it seem as though they was lording it over you. But as you submitted to that, nobody told you to submit to it. It's you that did it. You never was supposed to submit to that. You wasn't supposed to be defeated by that. You're supposed to keep fighting. You fight with those that fight with you. Give them hell. That's what you're supposed to. See, if your mind was always focused on the divine, going even all the way back to the ancestors, think about it like this. If their minds was on the most, on the universal creator, none of this would happen. None of it would happen. Now the whole world knows who you are. You just don't know who you are. You're going around still calling yourselves black. That's just the color. It means nothing but Negro. And what's Negro? Well, what did Malcolm X say about it? He said, that's nothing. He said, what was you before the white man named you a Negro? And where was you? What did you have? What was yours? What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith, Jones, Powell, Mr. White, Mr. Fish. He said, no, those wasn't the names where you and I come from. No, what was your name? What was your history? Why you don't know your history? How did the man take the history? How did he wipe you out of history? You over here living a fictional existence. Black lives matter. Yeah, it'll matter when it matters to you. It matters when single parent black mothers is not out here sleeping man to man, taking her black ass home. And her and that man that she had those children with, some had multiple children, so pick the best one out of them. Get into counseling. Work out whatever, and you be wedded to that man, and y'all live as best as you can happily ever after. That's how you saw single parent baby mamaism in the United States with black men and black women. You got to stop it. Having more children out of wedlock ain't going to help your condition. Being on welfare from generation to generation ain't going to help your condition. That only helps to bury you deeper in the hole. Mike Wilmer. Have some self-respect. Show your children the right way. Why is it that we have these children out of wedlock with these single parent mothers, and then when they have daughters, you know what they do? Do the same thing that they saw of their mother. And it's a continual cycle. Don't tell me you're not cursed. You are cursed. You're cursed with ignorance. You're cursed to be immoral. You're cursed to be everything chosen to be reformed. Now the world had to reform you. See, slavery and colonialization, those are instruments of reform because they had to bring the one God and put it back in your face, didn't they? Oh, no, no, no. Don't look at the brutality of it. Look at what those religious groups were doing. They did. The Christians did all of that, and then black people in America ended up with the Bible, didn't they? Then they started focusing on that. Came better. They became better people. Once they got their mind focused back on the Most High, not focused on whatever your ancient traditions was with all that polytheism and spiritualism and all that. No, it was a cultural religious reset on this earth. That foundation was laid. So when the button is pressed, everything else is going to be cleansed. And those that's been upholding those truths, those monotheistic truths, it doesn't matter if you take it through the means of my teachings, or if those that had never heard of me but take those universal truths of my father that's found in the Bible and in the Quran, they will be saved as well. Saved from what? Saved from utter destruction. Wiping the slate clean. Everybody that's not of the truth, they would have to be on the path of self-destruction. Everybody is on the path of destruction except for those whom he already chose that would be saved. How do you know that you will be saved? When he says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Those that take this word that I'm saying unto them and guide their life by it, running away from the evil, running towards the good, run back into the arms of the Most High, say, I'm sorry, repent, and be reformed by these teachings. Those that endure unto the end, those will be saved. You got to navigate through this stuff. You got to know how to navigate. But if you don't have strong morals, strong values, and a strong code of ethics, and it's the same morals, values, and code of ethics that has been distributed in the world by the Lord Akhenaten to unite all people everywhere under the same code. So you could flee out of America, or you could flee out of Africa, and you will go into different other nations, and all those people would know that if you submitted your will to do the will of the universal creator, they would take you in and give you refuge. Why? Because you're a brother. Why? Because you're a sister. That's why. You're a sister of the truth. You're a sister of the light. You're a brother of the light. You're a brother of the truth. That's why. That's what you will be saved from. So when you're in your neighborhood and they're just killing people, and how do they begin to do this? Well, a lot of these men was raised by single parent mothers because those mothers didn't want the man in the house, because if the man was in the house, they couldn't get as much in welfare benefits. Because if that man is in that house, listen, the government needs to know all that money that's in that household. So if you got a working man inside that household, then that means then the woman can get those benefits. So really what needs to happen is that we need to just do away with welfare. Or the welfare program should be, you give people benefits. Instead of distributing all this food stamps and money and so on and so forth, why not do this, President Biden? Why not do this? We have so many abandoned and foreclosed houses in the United States. Why not those that's on welfare right now, in order to help wean them off of welfare? Why don't you tell these women it's time to get married? Settle down with, if you have just one baby daddy, you need to go through some counseling, get married to that man, that man married to you. And y'all need to have family the right way. Get some counseling, get things straightened out. And we'll give you a house. And we'll pay the mortgage for the next 10 years. Take over the house is yours. But initially, you at least until that child is 18 years old. So you got an 18-year program. The government will pay the mortgage, or at least half the mortgage for 18 years. So if your mortgage is $1,000, they pay $500 of that. So the black man and the black woman, the white man, the white woman, the Hispanic man, the Hispanic woman, or any other ethnic group that have this problem with single-parent mothers, instead of distributing this food stamps and all this other stuff like that, do that. That means then you're bringing that man in that house, that man works, that woman works, and y'all working together to bring and to provide a better example of womanhood, of manhood to your children. And you know what would happen? Your children would go out and be married. Because I done seen baby mamas and baby daddies, and they be around their children, and you know what happened? Those young men and young women grow up, and then they be baby daddies and baby mamas. We have to stop this. The only way to stop it, we have to, to all my rappers out there, we're going to have to clean up this rap music. We're going to have to stop with the violence and with the chaos. We're going to have to tone all of this down, or at least make it parental advisory again. You know, but the stuff that's on the radio, whatever, we need to start making wholesome music. Stuff that calls unity and peace. I know that a lot of rappers wouldn't want to be in it. Well, then good. We got to find something else to get into. But we can't be the instruments that those that is in these corporations that's using you program your own people to kill each other. Want to program the youth to kill each other, because there is white guys and white girls that end up being baby mamas, baby daddies, trying to be thugs, trying to be low-class prostitutes, even high-class prostitutes, it doesn't matter, be prostitutes and so on and so forth, selling their bodies based on what they hear in the rap music. It's exclusively coming through the rap music. I don't think a lot of you know that what rap music means to the denigration of American society. Now, for those that wants to, you know, that is super rich and wants to be about this population reduction, they want you to do this. They want you to use that kind of music. They want baby mamas and baby dads. They want people living less than how they're supposed to based on the divine. They want you to be less than whom and what you are. Why? Because that means they get to lord it over you. That means they're your God. That means they can control you. They'll tell you what to do. That's why the government can tell you. Oh, if you make this type of money, then you can't get no welfare benefits. And then you got women that wouldn't even work 40 hours a week. They'll be making less. All so they can stay within those guidelines. Oh yeah, listen. I talk to y'all, I know. Bare minimum. Just so they can continue to get welfare benefits. And I'm gonna tell you, when you start getting the food stamps, when you have them paying your bills, and when you have them paying your home note and stuff like that, and then you would take your own money, and then you're going party with it, you buy all kinds of things you know you can't afford. Why are you living in the project in Chicago? Or in Atlanta, or, you know, in a poor and impoverished area, and you got a Louis Vuitton purse that costs $1,500. You know, wearing stuff that the Kardashian girls wear and stuff like that. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you not living within your means? See, because somebody else is paying your food bill, somebody else is paying your house, or somebody is paying the bills for you, and it's the government. So your government really becomes your daddy. He's really the father in the house since the man is not in the house. The government, that's the dad. So then they can tell you what to do. And as soon as you don't come down there and do what you're supposed to do within the sign this, do this, turn this paperwork in, whatever like that. And as soon as you don't do that, they're gonna cut you off, or when they get tired. Well, she been on this program like 12 years. She ain't got it together yet. No, she ain't got it together. Because everybody is giving her a hand. She chose that lifestyle. Why shouldn't she live that lifestyle? Now, so the children don't suffer, I say, that's why we have to end this baby mama thing. We have to stop this perversion and put down of women. And women are putting themselves down because they don't understand their value. They don't understand what they bring to the table. Women don't even know that they have the best job ever. You're going to birth some kids. Now, I know some of you are thinking about, you know, the pains of childbirth and then cramps and all types of stuff, you know what I mean, that women have. If you were doing what you were supposed to do, you know, like of the divine, right? A woman being a true woman, you won't have all that. The birth pain, very little. Cramps, no, you wouldn't have. I know women that are spiritual women. Devout, and they don't have pains like that. I'm trying to tell you, you are operating out of the divine. If you're having all these aches and cramps and pains and stuff like that, you know, when you're on your cycle and stuff like that, that means you are out of order. And that's Mother Nature, you know, through the Father above, that's telling you, you are out of order. You have too many men that you have slept with and have deposited and left seeds there. And you have ingested, and all that makes you crazy. And you should do some research on that. You will find out that I'm exactly right on that. That's why God always wanted women to only have one man. Because when you have more than one man, that man leaves. He deposits. He leaves his essence there. His spirit and his essence there. Women are receivers. Men are givers. So he's leaving something there, even if it's for one night. Women, you need to know about your body. You need to know how you are spiritually connected with the divine. You need, if you're going to be a true, if you want to be of that queen status, then you need to know how Nefertiti lives, how the Queen of Sheba lives. And Lil Queen ain't going out here sleeping with random men like this. Oh, I don't like him, so then I'm going to date this other guy over there. And then your DMs is full. You need to shut down that Instagram. You need to shut down that Facebook. You need to get off social media. You need to commit yourself to God and to some man. A man, and especially a man that is focused on God and his family and want to do something great for society. Stop messing with these thugs. Stop messing with these know-nothing type of men. Let us come and reform him. But if he ain't reform, if he ain't doing the right thing, leave that kind of man alone. And if you out here and you have baby daddies, choose the right one. Not what looks good and what feels good. Choose the man that's more dedicated. And you need to be married. This lifestyle. You need to be a woman. Take some charm school courses. You need to get your feminine back. You need to stop all this manly things. You need to stop dressing the way that you dress, showing all of your fineries to these men out here. You're causing men to sin. Because it says, if you lust on the woman in your heart, you have already committed the commandment. What commandment? Thou shalt not fornicate or commit adultery. If a woman is very curvaceous and a man looks upon her and a woman is displaying this to a man, she's just as wicked as that man is, causing him to sin. Because what else he gonna do except but look? And then when he looks, like, wow, look how round her breast is, you know, because she had one of these tight clothes and all this other type of stuff like this. These freaks that's in the fashion world is causing decay, is causing people to be having less morals and values and respect for themselves. You gotta hear me on this. They're doing this purposely. letting you be all free so that you can destroy yourself. And as a single mother, you know full well you can't handle your children because you need that male presence in that home. So you're going to put on your nice little leggings and your tight shirts or whatever, and you're going to go on out to the grocery store and hoping to pick up somebody. Well, the first person who said hi to me and, you know, and try to give me his number, you know, I'm going to give him a try. He can be cute or he can be ugly. I don't care. Sometime in a day, sometime in 2 weeks, sometime in a month, you're already having sex with that man. And then when he don't turn out to be what you want him to be, then it's off to the next one. And then you're sitting around consuming them, consuming their sperm, their life fluid. And that gets into your DNA. That gets into your mind. And you become insane. You're not thinking clearly because you have all this stuff in you. It becomes a part of you. So when it says in scripture, and these two become one, talking about the man and the woman, every time when you have sex with a man or a man having sex with a woman, they become one. Becoming one, it is meant that they will procreate. See, sex is only for procreation. It's not just to wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, or pump and dump, as in modern culture today. Where we get this heathen type of behavior, heathenism, no respect for the divine and no respect for one another. It's heathenism. And you need to repent. Stop looking for these men. What you should be doing is preparing yourself for the right man. If you're single, prepare yourself for the right man, and he will find you. Be a prayerful woman. Put on some clothes. Be modest. I was seeing an old man the other day. I was standing in line at Walmart, and it was this woman there, and, you know, yeah, not my type, of course. And but this other guy, I guess she must have been his type, and she was, you know, she was overweight, and she was, had on this workout gear. And you listen, I knew full well she ain't working out. No, ain't no way. No, I can't give her that benefit of the doubt unless I've seen her in a health club. If I'm not, if she ain't in a health club, ain't no way I'm believing that. But anyway, and they said, he just sit there. I was, and so I was thinking about that scripture about, you know, a woman, you know, and, you know, if a man lust upon that woman. Now you can look, but lust, that's a different thing. That lust is like you desire her and you can see yourself copulating with her. See, now that's where the sin come in. So, I mean, I looked at the lady and said, you know, she needs to put on some clothes. Like, why is she doing? What is she trying to attract? You know what I mean? Maybe she did this before. I'm telling you, it's so fashionable nowadays. You got even grandmas that's out here dressing like this. They make it so fashionable. And therefore, it's not as expensive. So therefore, these women is like, yes, this is what I'm going to wear. Already. So as this one was there, and, you know, you could, you know, see all her curves and all this other type of stuff like that. You know, besides, you know, just having everything hanging out. It just wasn't right. So this man was looking, just salivating. And so as I'm looking at him, you know, it's like you can almost begin to read the person's mind to know what he's thinking. I mean, he is more than a double take, a triple take. I mean, this man was like, he had deep gazes and stuff like that. That's him. Poor brother Michelle, if she's dressing like that, you might as well ask him for a number or something. Ask her what's her handle on IG or Facebook. You might as well. If you're going to sit up there and salivate like that, hell, you might as well say something. You know, she turned you down, she turned you down, but at least she said something. You ain't no need to do all that. But anyway, but it gets you to go against the commandments. So ladies, put on some clothes. Let's go back to modesty. Let's go back to raising our children. Let's do it the right way. Let's be that Proverbs 31 woman. Let's repent, be reformed, and then apply my teachings to your life. Men, let's stop this. Stop being a whoremonger. You know, the whole spirit of whoredom is over America right now. That's why, you know, all these women is out here, you know, dressing like this and behaving and with all types of sexual prowess and all types of stuff like that. This is why, because the spirit of whoredom is over America. So most of her women, unless they modest, church going, mosque going, synagogue going, and really religious, staying at home type of women, and you know what I mean, and religious and cultural, the majority of the women, you would have to say they homes. The spirit of whoredom is over America. They are turning women into whores. I was listening to rap the other day. You know, sometimes I will cut on the local station. You know, here in Chicago, it's WGCI. You know, you got to keep it urban. You know, just to, you know, see what they say. I hear all kinds of murderings and killings in the songs. I'm hearing them calling women the B word, calling women a whore, calling them thots and stuff like this. And this is fashionable. And guess what? And then now it's okay for women to be called that. And women are totally okay with that. Well, if they do the work of that. If you out here robbing banks, you a bank robber. So if somebody call you a bank robber, why would you get upset? Likewise, if you out here as a whoremonger chasing whores, that's a man chasing whores, you're a whoremonger. And a woman out here that's whoring herself out to the world without morals, without values, without ethics,